I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chicago police investigated but dismissed a tip that on the night Empire actor Jussie Smollett was attacked by two masked men, he was in an elevator of his apartment building with the two brothers who ended up in police custody. A police spokesman said someone in the building reported seeing the three together the night in question last month, but investigators determined that report wasn't credible. The FBI and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service are now involved with the Jussie Smollett case because they're trying to determine if he played a role in sending a threatening letter addressed to him at Empire Chicago studio before his alleged attack. The letter that supposedly, like, nobody reacted enough to, that was, like, racist against him or whatever, that's the motive behind this entire thing. Apparently, he sent it to himself. This guy is a straight-up psychopath. I'm going to go ahead and say that now. Not mentally, emotionally stable whatsoever. This information allegedly came from the two brothers that were that are persons of interest. Sources say the letter, which was sent on January 22nd, is currently in the FBI crime lab for analysis. The two brothers claimed that they helped Jussie concoct the alleged assault after he became upset that that letter did not get enough attention. The brothers have also told investigators that Smollett paid them to help him orchestrate and stage the attack. No one has been charged in connection with the case, and police have requested another interview with Smollett. More than half of Jussie's scenes on Empire now have been axed because of the attack hoax, and writers are scrambling to come up with changes to make up for the gaps. It was revealed Tuesday that in 2007, by the way, Jussie pleaded no contest to DUI, driving without a license, and providing false information to law enforcement.
The Los Angeles City Attorney's Office confirmed to NBC News today that in 2007, Smollett pleaded no contest to DUI, driving without a license, and providing false information to law enforcement. He was sentenced to 2 years probation in that case. Meanwhile, CPD's investigation has shifted toward determining whether a false police report was filed. No longer an investigation into whether a hate crime occurred.
That is so disappointing. I mean, like 99% of the facts seem to be out there now. Like not 100%, but seems like for whatever reason he staged this, whether it's to keep himself on the show, to get attention, something to keep his career going. And it sucks because anybody that comes forward, not necessarily like if it's a person that's a Trump supporter, but any kind of racial attack that happens now, you're going to be like, oh, wait, well, remember Jussie faked it? Now we're going to discredit all these possible people that are going to try to come forward with real claims. We're going to be like, well, I don't know. I've heard this, you know, this wolf crying before.
Yep, it's absolutely selfish and terrible. And Matthew Perry's co-stars on Friends have united to help him overcome his addiction to drugs. Perry is currently in rehab, and sources say Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, David Schwimmer, and Matt LeBlanc are all united in their shared mission to get him back on track. Allegedly, they're checking up on him and have made it all clear that they're on hand for anything that he might need. That is The Garbage, coming up in less than an hour. This pop star has broken a music record.